Lorena, good to be with you this week.
Hi, it's good to see you.
All right. Well, we're going to start off on the cover of the Pulse section with something that's connected, interestingly, to Billy the Kid.
Yes. Yeah, so this is called Clunundrum. If you've never heard of escape rooms, they have one, I believe, in El Paso, but it's been around for a little while now. So basically, you get locked in a room with your friends, and you have to solve a series of puzzles in order to get out in a certain amount of time. So we finally got one in Las Cruces. This one is Billy the Kid themed. So basically, you're stuck in Billy the Kid's cell, and you need to escape, and you get a group of friends together, and you got to solve all these puzzles. It's multiple puzzles, takes a while, but it sounds like a lot of fun, something to do. They stay open from 9 to 10:30 p.m., so it's nice on a kind of late night if you need something to do with your friends, Monday through Saturday. And it is a little pricey, $25 per person, but it's kind of well worth the experience just to hang out with some friends.
It sounds like a neat idea, and I bet some really strong relationships become stronger when you have to solve something to get out of there.
Yep.
So that's kind of neat. Well, we don't usually talk about events in Albuquerque, but I love that you have this in Pulse because these are two of my favorite things, chocolate and coffee.
I actually went to this the first year they had it. And so when I hear that it comes around every year, that and the Bacon Fest in Albuquerque, man, those are two really big events that I just let people know of because I feel like it's well worth the 3-hour trip up to Albuquerque. So this is a huge event. They've moved it. Usually it's at the convention center, and they've moved it to the New Mexico State Fairgrounds this year. So it's Saturday and Sunday, so you can get a ride up there. $10 to $25, and there are discounts available for kids and military and seniors. But they have live cooking. They have coffee demonstrations. They, of course, have samplings. They have a kid zone for kids. And then this year, they're trying to host the world's largest hot chocolate party. So 250 participants, you buy your tickets, you get admission into the fair, but then you also get admission into this, which they're trying to get into the Guinness World Record book. So you might be a part of history if you go.
Yeah, help them out. That's kind of neat. We also have a big concert right here at the Pan Am on Saturday.
Yeah, Blink 182. So they're a punk rock, punk pop. I don't know what to categorize.
Yeah, I'd say punk pop. Yeah.
Band that's from the late 90s, early 2000s. Had some really great hits. I know it's nostalgic for a lot of people my age to go see them, but they're headed over here on Saturday, 7:30, and tickets are available. And we just gave away, Pulse just gave away 5 pairs of tickets. So to those lucky winners, congrats.
All right, congrats. That's awesome. Okay, I love this, except I hope my wife isn't listening because she may want to send me to your next event.
So the next event is Chef Johnny V. He always does cookie demonstrations here periodically. He comes down from Santa Fe, and he does these really awesome cooking demos. So basically, it's a hands-on cooking class, $85 per person. He's here for 3 days, 3 separate days, so you can kind of pick and choose what you want to go to. He's got rustic Italian meal. He has one that includes a lot of lamb, and then he has another one that includes a lot of pub food and drinking beer. So the perk to this is you get to cook your meal, multi-course meal, and then you get to eat it.
Ah, and so it's not just a cooking lesson. You actually get to enjoy the food,
so
too.
So you actually are making your own food, and he's teaching you, and it's one of those kinds of really nice classes and great experience and a great date night, too.
That is a neat idea, and it sounds like Italian, lamb, and pub eats, so good stuff.
And he does different stuff every time he comes, so.
That is really neat. It must be popular, then.
It is.
Okay, so you've got to reserve. All right, also, coming soon, we have a night of laughs and magic.
So Laugh at the Fountain is a comedy series that they started at the Fountain Theater. And this coming Thursday, in Mesilla, Fountain Theater, we got a few comedians that are going to be coming, Goldie Garcia, Eddie Tafoya. They're going to be performing. And then Las Cruces' very own Jamie O'Hara, who's a magician, mentalist, going to entertain some folks, and tickets are $10, and it is attached to La Posta, so you might be able to get a drink, watch a good show. Again, another good date night, another good friend night kind of event.
All right, and we love to support our local venues and local entertainment. Lorena Sanchez with Pulse at the Las Cruces Sun News. She is with us each and every week on KRWG. Lorena, thanks for being here.
Thank you.